Mr. Chairman, I believe the stock overview report is next up with Lee.
That's correct. Sorry.
That's doggone it. You're right. I'm trying to get too far ahead. I'm sorry. Lee, nothing against you. Are you with us, Lee?
I am here.
There you go. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. Lee, if you'll take us through the stock overview report, I'd appreciate that.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So today I'm going to give the stock overview report. Make sure my notes are not showing, but so I'll just jump right in. So my name is Lee Paramore. I'm the biology supervisor with our fisheries management section, and I work with our manual field office. I also serve as our division biological review team chair. So one of the duties as the chair and the biological review team is to review and approve our annual stock overview. So today I'm here to provide you with a presentation on the division's 2020 stock overview. No action will be required by the commission based on the presentation. The stock overview provides an annual summary of information available on overall condition of North Carolina's marine and estuarine resources. Whatever reason, it's not letting me scroll down.
Hey Lee, it's Dana. If you go to the left side of your screen, do you see that menu that pops up with the arrows up and down and it says 01? You see
yep.
that? Hit the down button, it should advance your slide.
Okay, there we go. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. So the division stock overview report is released each July and provided to the public through the division website. All the data in the online report are finalized through the prior year. So in this case, the data includes through 2019. As we began doing last year, the stock overview links directly to our annual fishery management plan review for each species. By linking to the fishery management plan review, this allows the public direct access to more detailed information for each species or species group that our state participates in managing. There we go. So also consistent with last year's report, the webpage continues to distinguish between those species or species groups that are state managed from those that fall under the management of either the federal council or the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. This provides the public with a better understanding of who is responsible for and who has a say in managing each of these species. North Carolina currently has plans or management for 14 species or species groups, while the federal and interstate plans oversee 23 species and species groups. I just want to clarify that the term species groups refers to plans that have multiple species or multiple stocks in a single plan. An example would be North Carolina's River Herring Plan, which includes two species, which are blueback herring and elwives. So when we look at it that way, the 14 state-managed species or species groups includes a total of 18 different species. The 23 federal and interstate management plans include a total of 118 species. Some of the conglomerate species include things like snapper grouper or coastal sharks, where a lot of species are in a single plan. On the division website, a fisher management plan review link is provided for all 37 of these managed species groups. Multitasking here, see. So the fishery management plan reviews for each of these species or species group provides information on the fishery management plan status, the goals and objectives of the fishery management plan, life history of the species, and including the range of the stock being managed, the most up-to-date stock status and stock assessment information, current regulations and trends in catch for both the recreational and commercial fisheries, any trends in monitoring and survey data, also includes any research needs. And for our state-managed species, it includes any schedule change recommendations for the fishery management plan itself. When you go to the division website and click on the stock overview link, what you see here is the initial page that you'll see in the stock overview report. This introduction lays out a background. It explains the purpose of the stock overview. It will provide to the public, it provides the public with the overall condition of North Carolina state managed specie. It also provides some background on terminology used in reports. One important thing here is it also links to our annual FMP review, which Catherine will be talking about in just a minute. It links to other management entities, such as the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the federal councils. You can also have access to prior years reports, and there is a link to our division's fisheries management page. As you continue to scroll down, you will encounter each of the 14 state managed species or species groups. This slide just provides the first four that you encounter on the stock overview page. As you can see, there are comments provided for each species. Direct contact information is provided for a staff lead within the division, so the public can contact them directly. And we also provide a direct link to the fishery management plan reviews, and this allows the public to explore more detailed information for each stock. So this is where we segregate from the state managed species and the federal and ASMP management species. So if you continue to scroll down below the state managed species, you encounter a list of interjurisdictionally and federally managed species and species groups. These are the stocks that are managed either by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the South Atlantic Council, the Mid-Atlantic Council, or sometimes jointly between the two. In addition, each species or species group is linked. A link is provided to the appropriate management entity, as you can see by the dots map. So you can click on the stock overview link, or you can click on the species, and it will take you to the different sites for these species to get more information. So just a little bit of a word on stock determinations based on peer reviews. The stock status is detailed in each of the annual fishery management plan reviews. In determining the stock status, the terminology taken directly from our stock determinations is based on a peer-reviewed stock assessment. When one is available, this includes determining if a stock is experiencing overfishing or if a stock biomass is too low and the stock is considered to be overfished. So we give those details in each one of these reports. In cases where no stock assessment is available, which we do have for some species, trends in catch and survey data are provided for guidance. The division does intend, as information and techniques allow, to continue to move toward stock assessments for some of these species where that is a possibility. So for the next several slides, I'm going to touch on several of our species. A few of the ones I don't touch on, Catherine will touch on with her report. First, for southern flounder, we just did a regional stock assessment, and a lot of this information is what the public sees when they go to our website. I'm just kind of highlighting here. But for southern flounder, we did a regional stock assessment. It was updated in 2019. It included cooperation and data from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. 2019 regional stock assessment indicated that the stock was overfished and overfishing was occurring. Reductions needed to end overfishing and rebuild the overfished stock were approved by the commission as Amendment 2 in August 2019. As you know, Amendment 2 reduces harvest through closed seasons in both the commercial and the recreational sectors. Amendment 2 is somewhat limited in the options. So as a part of that, we started Amendment 3, and that's currently underway. Well underway, and this will provide additional management options other than closed seasons to meet these targets for the stock. Shrimp. The shrimp FMP continues to evolve with Amendment 2 also currently underway. Additional gear restrictions were most recently implemented in 2019 as part of Amendment 1 to the Shrimp Fishery Management Plan. These gear restrictions were aimed at reducing bycatch in shrimp trawls, excluding skimmer trawls in the Pamlico Sound and portions of the Pamlico Bay and Neuse Rivers. Estuarine striped bass. These stocks in North Carolina are broken into two management areas in North Carolina. So we have the Albemarle Roanoke area and the Central Southern Management Area. The Central Southern Management Area includes stocks in the Tar Pamlico, the Neuse, and the Cape Fear Rivers. Steve touched on this just a little bit earlier, probably gave more detail than I will. Results of a peer-reviewed stock assessment for the Albemarle Roanoke stock and analysis report for Southern stocks are expected to be released later in 2020 and are somewhat imminent to be released. These stocks are jointly managed by the Wildlife Resources Commission. A formal review of the Fishery Management Plan Amendment 2 to the North Carolina Estuarine Fishery Management Plan is currently being jointly developed with the Wildlife Resources Commission. So spotted sea trout, the 2014 assessment showed that this stock was not overfished and no overfishing was occurring. As you are aware, the species can be particularly susceptible to cold stun events. Most recently, we had a cold stun event in 2018. As a result of that, we closed the winter and early spring of 2018. So it was closed until June 15th of 2018. Following this cold stun, we saw lower than average landings in 2018, but we have seen a nice rebound in spotted sea trout landings, and landings in 2019 were much higher than average. We're having a good year this year also. This stock, we are currently undergoing a benchmark stock assessment and a formal review of the fishery management plan. So that's underway currently. Blue crab, results of the 2018 stock assessment showed that blue crab was overfished with overfishing occurring. Amendment 3 to the blue crab fishery management plan was approved by the commission in February 2020. So we have taken action in the stock to address the overfished and overfishing status of blue crabs. Kingfishes. Kingfish is one of those stocks where we do not have a stock assessment. So we use annual trend analysis to monitor the stock of kingfishes in North Carolina. This is also one of those stocks where there's more than one species. So we have Southern kingfish is our indicator species in the plan, while we have two other species, the Gulf and Northern kingfish, that both also commonly occur in North Carolina waters. This year in the trend analysis, one of the seven management triggers was met. Based on the fishery management plan, a review of data occurs if we meet two triggers for two consecutive years. Therefore, no action is needed on kingfish at this time. The plan was last reviewed in 2015. And is slated for a formal review in 2020. Kevin Brown, our species lead for kingfish, will be shortly providing you some information on kingfish on both the annual trend analysis and the scheduled 2020 review later in this meeting. So as I mentioned before, in some situations, stock assessments are not available due to data limitations or research needs. Examples include kingfish, sheep's head, eastern oyster, and hard clams. For species like kingfish, questions are related to the proper stock structure. They're related to the migration of the species because they cross multi-state boundaries. So we need more information on that before we can do a stock assessment. As previously stated, kingfish are currently managed using trigger analysis in the state FMP for North Carolina. No current FMP or stock assessment exists for sheep's head, although this commission did take precautionary management measures in 2015. Efforts are underway by academia to conduct an assessment on sheep's head along the Atlantic coast. So that's a stock that we're looking to assess in the near future. In the case of eastern oyster, Amendment 4 to the state plan was approved by the commission in 2017. Again, no assessment currently exists for this species, but there are some efforts underway by academia to explore methods to determine the stock status for this species also. Finally, we have hard clam that's managed by Amendment 2 of the state FMP. That was approved by the commission in 2017, and hard clams are not currently assessed. Couple more species that are a little bit different is bay scallops and shrimp. Shrimp include three species, the brown, the pink, and the white. So for both of these two stocks, they're considered to be annual crops because they're very short-lived. Stock assessments are not conducted by the division on these types of stocks. The reason for no assessments are that they are annual stocks, very short-lived, and capable of producing very large numbers of offspring. Oftentimes, environmental factors rather than stock size tend to determine the abundance of these species. Amendment 2 to the Bay Scallop FMP was approved by the Commission in 2015 and is scheduled for a formal review in 2020. The FMP outlines minimal abundance thresholds that must be met through division sampling in order for the fishery to open. That fishery has not opened in a while. The threshold was not met in 2019, therefore, the fishery was not open last year. Jeff Dobbs, the species lead for bay scallops, will be presenting some additional information on the North Carolina Bay Scallop Fishery Management Plan and the scheduled 2020 formal review here shortly this afternoon. As I mentioned before, shrimp are currently managed under Amendment 1 to the North Carolina Shrimp FMP. It was approved in 2015 by the Commission, along with the May 2018 revision to Amendment 1. Most recent work in the fishery has been aimed at reducing finfish bycatch associated with shrimp trawls. Continued collaboration and research with industry, the shrimp industry, and the division led to implementation of rules for area-specific gear modifications to reduce finfish bycatch. Those requirements most recently became effective in July 1 of 2019. As previously mentioned, Amendment 2 to this plan is currently under development. And I believe takes it to the end, so I'll be glad to turn it back over to you, Mr. Chairman, and take any questions.
Okay. Excuse me. Great. Thank you, Lee. Any questions of Lee on his presentation? All right. Great. You must have covered it well enough. Nobody has any questions. Lee, I appreciate it. Didn't mean to overlook you a little while ago. My eyes got a hit off me, but thank you for your work and thank you for your presentation.
All right. Thank you.